Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones.
Not to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord.
Jesus said, "In an acceptable time, I have heard you, and in the day of salvation, I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." In today's message, Pastor Joel begins a new teaching series entitled, Are You Ready?
Father, we thank you again. How wonderful it is, Lord, to be used by you. We thank you, Lord, that no matter what we see in the natural, we look to you in the spiritual. Thank you for being with us today. May your word go out and touch hearts.
Yes.
Lord, touch ears and change ideas of people so that we come to see what's important to you above all things. We thank you, Lord. Be with us today in Jesus' name. And we all say,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Our sermon message today is titled simply, Are You Ready? Are you ready? And I'm sure by now that most of us know that this is a very appropriate question, especially in today's times. This is a now message, a right now message, especially in light of this coronavirus, this pandemic. They call it COVID-19. The world itself finds itself wrestling with that very important question. Are we ready? Are you ready? Of course, from the number of deaths across the globe that have occurred during this time of this pestilence, we know that the world at large obviously was not ready for this catastrophic event. Society throughout the world has been sent into a tailspin, you could say. We are spinning, and life as we know it has changed, amen? And that's because it's taken a turn. A nasty turn, I might add, for the worse. And whether we want to admit it or not, the world is not ready for what is taking place now. But why isn't the world ready? That's the question. Why isn't the world ready? Hasn't God been telling everyone from day one, from the beginning of time, about what's to come? Sure he has. The point is, most people have refused to listen or to hear what the Lord has to say. That is part of the problem. He's been saying in his word all along, I'm talking to you. Can you hear me speaking? The Holy Bible, which is the inerrant word of God, and inerrant means without error. The Holy Bible tells us exactly what's going on in this world. It is a pipeline to what God is saying to his people, to the whole world. It is without error. Now, throughout the Holy Bible, God Almighty has provided human beings with a blueprint. We have a blueprint. We have an itinerary, so to speak, about what is to come. All right? In this life, not only in this life, but after this life is over. So God is not going to keep us in the dark. God tells us what's to come. He tells us how we are to live. Let me add that, okay? So God is speaking to us, and he's trying to prepare us so that we do what? Get it right. Mm-hmm. God wants us to get it right before it's too late. But you see, people have been blinded. We've been blinded by, as the Bible says, the god of this world, who is Satan. Mm-hmm. And he served to keep people distracted. We're distracted. We become so content with the lives that we're living and that we see things as we see fit, but not as God sees fit. So the Lord has chosen to take away some things. Have you noticed that? Mm-hmm. God has chosen to take, he's decided to take a few things away so the room is not so cluttered. See, God takes away the distractions that's in the world. He puts us in a place where we have no other choice than to listen to him.
Amen.
It's as if he's saying, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? You see, God is speaking. Surely, friends, We are in the last days. And even if you don't believe in Jesus or you don't believe in the Bible, you need to believe this. The things that are occurring, the things that we're seeing today have been foretold in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. I call that a clue, all right? I call it a clue as in evidence, all right, that these things and more are to come. So this sermon today is a message from the Lord, and it's telling us that the Lord is calling on us to attention. He's calling us to attention, all right? We need to get ready for what is to come. Amen?
Amen.
So are you ready? If not, my friends, it's time to get ready. Now, in order to get ready, we need to get with God.
Amen.
You can't get ready unless you get with God. And by God, I mean the one true God. They're running ads on TV now. There are ministers from all denominations saying, come. Come to this place. Come to this denomination. Now, the problem is there are all kinds of religions in the world. Mm-hmm. You see, man is trying, but he really doesn't understand that this is not about religion. It's about a relationship with the one true God, and that God is Jesus. That mm-hmm. God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the mm-hmm. Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, three persons in one God. Mm-hmm. And that is the God, and that's the only God that can save us. Amen. So let's go to the Word and let's see what it says. I'm going to go to the Epistle of Matthew, and I'm going to go to chapter 24, where Jesus himself is giving us a prediction. He's giving us a word about what is to come. And I'm just going to read a little bit of this. You all may have heard this before. We'll hear it over and over again as the time draws near, because it's very important. Okay. And I'm going to start with verse 6, and I'm going to go to verse 9 in Matthew 24. And Jesus says, and you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled.
Not troubled.
For all these things must come to pass, because the end is not yet. Do you see that, Pastor?
Yes, I see.
Can you read the rest for me, 7 and 9?
Yes. For the nation will rise against nation mm-hmm. and kingdom against kingdom. Mm-hmm. And there will be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in various places. Mm-hmm. All these things are the beginning of sorrows.
That's it. Thank you. 7 and 9. You're rolling, sister. Slow it down. See? You didn't know she was fast like that at home, too. Once she gets going, she doesn't stop. I have to close both doors. Okay. But anyway, he's telling us. Here, Jesus is explaining what we can expect in the signs to come, which signify the end of the age. That's what he's doing. Now, it's apparent that we are in those very times right now. Amen? Can you see it? Because the things which we just have read have happened, right? And they're happening, seemingly one behind the other. These things are happening so quickly that it's almost as if as soon as we recover from one calamity, guess what? Here comes another. Amen.
Amen.
Another one is coming upon us to take its place. All right. It takes the place of the former one. All right. And so that's what Jesus is talking about. You see, people, that's what I call evidence. When people say, oh, the Bible's not true. Oh, nothing's going to happen. Somehow there's a disconnect. Our eyes haven't been opened. So God has to come and show us. Mm-hmm. This is proof that God is speaking to us. How could a book, how could a prophecy given over 2,000, 3,000 years ago nail down what's happening in 2020? I'm telling you, we need to get ready.
Amen.
In the past few years, we've had devastating fires across America and Australia. We've had widespread famine across the globe. We are now, homelessness is unprecedented in the United States. We see that. We've got earthquakes in the Midwest, okay? We've got tornadoes on the West Coast, okay? It seems to the south, we've got storms that are spreading to the eastern seaboard. It's all across the land. But this recent catastrophic pestilence called the coronavirus or COVID-19, this has really grabbed the attention of the whole wide world.
Amen.
You see, it's as if God was saying, okay, I'll send this, I'll send this, I'll send that. Just recently, what happened? We had, we've got locusts saturating mm-hmm. West Africa.
Mm-hmm.
We've got, we had scores, hundreds of thousands of bats, that flew in as if on cue. They flew into Australia mm-hmm. and wreaked havoc. So it's as if God is saying, they still aren't listening. So what happens? Now the entire world, because of this virus, something you can't see, has brought the world to a standstill.
Mm.
What could that be? Who could do something like that? We know the God of this world. We know who he is, right? The little G God. We know about Satan. But who allows him to do things? So you see, God will use anything to get us to listen to him, to get us ready. The point is, are we ready? The world has been virtually shut down. And if it seems as though God is saying, I'm speaking to you, can't you hear me now? Well, that's because he is. He is speaking to us. And we need to listen. The world needs to listen. What did you say, Pastor?
I said, help us, Lord.
Help us, Lord. Amen. The Lord wants our attention, and guess what? We really do need to give it to him. We need to give the Lord our attention. We can't be so big or so haughty or so important or so busy that we can't listen to what the Lord has to say. It's very important. You see, friends, our lives hang in the balance, all right? Not just our physical lives as we know them, but our eternal lives as well. Your eternity hangs in the balance now. What we do on this earth precipitates where we go in heaven. Did you know that? This is true. There's a reason God is doing this, okay? He loves us just that much. You see, even though death comes upon us and our physical bodies go the way of the grave or the way of the earth, our souls, our spirits go on. Mm-hmm. Did you know that? For example, listen to what Jesus says in Matthew, in the book of Matthew 10:28. Pastor, can you read that one for us?
Matthew 10:28.
Mm-hmm. If not, I
Matthew
got it
right 10:28.
Here.
Matthew.
What does he say?
Matthew 10:28 says, and I'm going to stand. I have the heavens
up. Go ahead and stand up, sister.
And do not fear those who kill the body,
mm-hmm.
but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and right. body. Inhale.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Stand by me. Exactly.
Amen.
That's what Jesus is saying. Don't fear those who can just kill the body,
mm-hmm.
but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's important. It's important because there is a way to heaven. And that's what Jesus talks about in John 14:6. Those of us who know the word, we know what Jesus says. But there may be some of you who are out there who don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And you might think that you're doing fine. You don't harm anybody. You go about your business. You're living your life. You go to parties. Everybody's parties a little bit. You do a little of this and a little of that. Yeah, you're not the best person, but you're accountable to your life. Well, God wants us to be accountable to him.
Mm-hmm.
It's not enough to be what we perceive as a good person. What does it tell us in John 14:6? Jesus says what?
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
You see. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Jesus says that he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. So all these other ways to get to heaven, or just living your life and you think it's okay, or you're serving a doctrine, or you're praying to a God made by man's hands, you're praying to statues, you're hailing Mary and somebody else and some saint who's long been dead, you're looking at Muhammad, who was but a man, or Buddha, who just wanted to be left alone in peace, that doesn't guarantee you a spot in heaven.
Amen.
So God is saying, get prepared. This is what you need to do. God is not going to stop his itinerary for us. You see, God sees the end from the beginning. Mm-hmm. This world is moving. You've got to consider yourself waiting for a bus. And when that bus comes by, it's called a bus to eternity. The driver's name is Jesus.
Jesus.
Don't miss the bus.
Amen.
And when you get on the bus, don't get off until he gets you to your destination.
Amen.
Can we understand that?
Amen.
That's what he's saying. Now, he wants you prepared because you don't want to miss the bus. And it's only going to come around so many times
right.
on that route. You understand
right.
what I'm saying? This is what we need to see. Now, in this scripture right here, Jesus is telling us that even after we're dead, life as we know it is gone, but we will still live on in the spirit somewhere.
Yeah.
And there are only two places, okay? You either be in heaven with the Lord, or you'll be in hell for eternity.
Hell.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Guess what? There is no in between. No. There's no purgatory, as is taught in Catholicism. There's no happy place. Okay? There are no rest stops. Okay? It's only one or the other. All right?
Yeah.
After we die, the Bible says distinctly that we are absent from the body and we were what?
Present.
Present with the Lord. Present with the Lord. But remember, that's only if you know him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's only if you know him. Okay? And that's only if you've given your life to Christ. This is very important. You've got to give your life to Christ while you're here.
Yes.
Okay, for all points and purposes, the way it seems, there's no way you can get to know him after you're gone. You've got to do it now. Amen. While you're right here on this planet. Also, the Bible tells us in Hebrews 9:27 that it's appointed for men to die once, but after that, the judgment.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it says. Okay, so here the Bible speaks of actual death, corporeal death, and that's what occurs. And once that happens to us humans, we then move on immediately after death to our appropriate state of either happiness or woe. W-O-E.
Whoa.
You're going to have one or the other, okay? Like I said earlier, we either wind up in hell or in heaven after death. Now, so what does all this have to do with the destruction we're seeing now? What does all this that I just said have to do with the coronavirus? Well, again, the Lord is speaking to us.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is teaching us, okay? He's letting us know that the clock is ticking, the bells are ringing, the alarm is sounding. However you want to phrase it, it's time to wake up and get ready.
Amen.
Consider it an alarm.
Amen.
Consider it an alarm because the hour is near. Things can't get much worse. And if you know the Bible at all, then you know that the Lord has been warning the world and showing people the right way to go forever, it seems. Am I right?
Amen.
Now watch this. Let's go to John 3:16-17. We all know these verses. You all can quote this from home, all right? Because you're here with us anyway. You may as well quote it from home. John 3:16-17.
John 3:16-17 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved."
Amen.
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 All right. Thank you, Pastor. That shows us that God has devised a way from the very start by which any and everybody on the planet can be saved.
Mm-hmm.
He's given us a way, you all. There's no need for us to be in doubt. There's no need for anyone to be left out. There's no need for anyone to die and go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, ladies and gentlemen, it says right here in the book of John that God has made a way for all mankind to escape destruction and experience eternal life. Now, it doesn't mean that you're not going to go through some things. We're going through some things right now. Am I right?
Amen.
Jesus says himself in John 16:33, that these my words I give to you, that you may have peace. Okay? In this world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. And what that means is you're going to walk through some stuff. Mm-hmm. But when you're walking through with Jesus, you're going to get through it.
Amen.
Amen. That is the grace that we have as children of God.
Thank you for your grace.
That we can walk through some things. Okay? He has given us that. So that's a blessing. Amen. All right? Do you see that? It says that in the book of John that he has made a way for all mankind to escape. And that's what... and experience eternal life. And that's what everlasting life is, that mentions in verse 16 mm-hmm. of John, that you may have everlasting life. That means eternal life with God. All right. Mm-hmm. So that's important. That's life beyond the grave with our Creator, who is God in heaven. All right. Now, we know that God has sent many prophets and teachers to mankind, even before Jesus came in the flesh of man. How many of you know that Jesus came, was sent down from heaven to assume the flesh of men mm-hmm. in order to save men?
To save.
Okay. But even before that, Jesus was working behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Okay. The angel of the Lord, capital A, was Jesus working behind the scenes. And Jesus wound up taking on flesh, and he walked among men, teaching and performing miracles, which of course is chronicled in the New Testament. So it's fair to say that God has been speaking then, right, to the human race for a long time, quite extensively, in order for mankind to get ready, to get it together. All right? But let's go to the next couple of verses in John 3. Which are verses 18 and 19. And I want you all to pay attention to these verses, which you don't hear that often. Now, I quote them in the church. And again, I'm one of those pastors that once the Lord puts me on something, on a scripture that wakes you up, mm-hmm. we got to eat that thing. It's Amen. Like nourishment for your bodies. Well, this is nourishment mm-hmm. for your spirit, that you mm-hmm. keep this with you and you mm-hmm. learn who you are and whose you are by internalizing the word of God, mm-hmm. digesting it, letting it get in your bones, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. Like a good meal. You got to chew on this thing. You got to get the marrow out the bone. You got to suck on that bone, and you got to get this word in you. Amen?
Hungry for Jesus.
Hungry, that's right.
Hungry for
Jesus. So let's go to verses 18 and 19, and let's read those for a minute.
Okay.
This is the same chapter, John 3, 18 and 19.
John 3:18 to 19 says, mm-hmm. He who believes in him is not condemned. He who believes in him is not condemned. Mm-hmm. But he who does not believe is condemned already, mm-hmm. because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Mm-hmm. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil.
Thank you.
Amen. Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, only believe." There's power in believing God's word. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. We appreciate your partnership and financial support. All financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click the donate button to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord strengthens you as you follow Him. Thank you for choosing to fellowship with us today. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Listen, while you're there, connect with us. Like and follow us on Facebook. And if you've been blessed by today's messages, please let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. In need of prayer or encouragement? We're here for you. Call 707-759-5244. Join us for our weekly Sunday worship service at 1 p.m. and walk through the Bible with us Wednesdays at 8 p.m. live on Facebook. All services are available on YouTube and online at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Thanks again for tuning into Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Don't forget to tune in next week for the continuation of Are You Ready? With Pastor Joel. Until next time. God is good.